Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. And now for today's show. Today we'll be talking about space, the space between ourselves and our experiences, what's actually happening to us, what we are experiencing. And one of my favorite quotes is to the point on this, and that's from Viktor Frankl's quote from Man's Search for Meaning. And he says, between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom and our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our happiness. This is a fabulous quote to bring us back whenever we are feeling like we are overstressed, having too much going on, feeling like we are reacting to everything in our lives versus responding to things in our lives. I'll have that quote in the show notes, and it will be also today's quote at the end of the show because it bears repeating over and over. I've put it out a number of times as a quote on Anxiety Coaches Podcast Facebook page, and it gets a lot of shares and response because it does bring us home. It brings us back to our place of power, and we can feel that. So let's look at this just a little bit more deeply and see how we can keep ourselves in this mode of thinking, responding versus reacting, and how we get off the track to begin with. To begin with, it is mindfulness that keeps us on track and away from a life of reaction. So that's the big umbrella, mindfulness, and that's a lot of what is learned through the anxiety clearing skills that I teach and through just the general podcast here. It is getting to a place of living a life of mindfulness. And so that's the big umbrella. So what can we do to get ourselves there, to be mindful? We want to remember that we have the choice to slow down. So let's talk about how we can get to be more mindful. And one of the ways we can get there is to slow down a bit. That doesn't mean that we slow down physically. It may mean that, but we can run for a train in a mindful way. We can be aware of where we are, the speed we're going, and what the whole point of all of that is. Or we can do it mindlessly where we're stuck in our head and just moving really fast. So everything, it isn't about speed in physical life. It's about the speed of our mind's thoughts that are passing through that we have given power to. Let's clarify that just a little bit. So the mind is thinking thoughts all the time. And if we start following each and every one of those thoughts, we start speeding up because there's a lot of thoughts happening. And if we start following all of them or thinking that most of them are important and we need to pay attention to them, or if we just attach ourselves to them, we become going faster. And the faster we go, the faster the thoughts come. There is no slowing them down unless we are being mindful, right? So we want to just be conscious of the speed of the thought, how fast those thoughts are coming. And when we can begin to separate out and see the thoughts and see ourselves, our wise mind, I like to call that, and see our wise mind watching the thoughts, we begin to have some space. And the more space we have, the more able we are to respond versus react. When we have very little space, all we do is react because there's no way of making a decision or making a change in what we're thinking about. Let's think about how Viktor Frankl said it again. Beyond the stimulus and response, there's a space. In the space lies our freedom and our power to choose our response. So that's what we're talking about right now, the power to choose our response, because we have actually slowed some of that thinking down. Now, we didn't slow the thinking down by eliminating the thoughts, but we slowed it down by not being attached to each and every one of them that's floating through there. I think that's a big point to be made, because often people say, well, there's so many thoughts that come. I'm sitting down for meditation and there's all these thoughts. I must be doing something wrong. I don't know how to do it. My mind can't do it. Everyone's mind can do it. And everyone's mind has a multitude of thoughts going on. Just like the glitter in the snow globe, it's all going on, they're all floating around, but the change happens, the slowness comes in, the pause, the space comes in when we are not attaching our attention to every little piece of glitter in the snow globe. We let the glitter be. We let our thoughts in meditation be. And once we have done it enough in meditation, we can bring it out into our lives because we're practiced at it. And we're like, oh, I do have some space here. There are these thoughts going on that don't really require my attention, because your wise mind can see the difference. There's space between your wise mind and the stimulus that's coming in or the thoughts that are going through. And there are some times where we can take a little bit of a break in our day. This doesn't have to be a formal meditation practice, but we can begin to do a number of things. And I have a little list here, and we can talk about these items as we go along. One of the very basic things that we can do is to actually appreciate the fact that we have this moment that we are being conscious. So when you find yourself that you're thinking and noticing your thoughts, that's, you have an awareness happening there, and you want to be appreciative of yourself. There is a place to have some gratitude. Appreciate that you actually could see that there are thoughts going on and you can see them. Just, these are things that we just, if we practice them over and over again, they just become a part of us. So have appreciation for the fact that you can see your thoughts passing through. If we're taking a moment at our desk, another thing that we can do is to have a 2 or 3 breath break where we're paying attention to our break. This gives us a chance to have that space, to have a little bit of a pause. We become aware of our breathing. We're just breathing normally, but we notice where it is. We can do this for 3 breaths, doing it at our computer while we're doing our email. Take a pause, a 3-breath pause, and become aware of your breathing, where it's happening, the inhalation and the exhalation. During those breaths, taking this break in this time that we're aware that we have some thoughts, we are aware now of our breathing, and we can be aware that we can just be for those, that 3-breath break. Just be with what is. Notice everything that's there and just be with it. There's no need to force anything, change anything. There's no requirement here. It's just letting it be. And while we're there for those three breaths, we can acknowledge what's happening with our thoughts, because it's going to happen. It's amazing how much is all happening all at once. So acknowledge the fact that you are having a multitude of thoughts. And again, you can begin to see when you acknowledge them, when you have awareness of the thoughts themselves, you can see that you are not the thoughts, or the thoughts are not you. So you have more of that space. There, again, is more of that space. And the more we practice this, the bigger the space gets, not in time, but in our ability to be able to be in the space and choose response versus reacting.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So acknowledge the multitude of thoughts going on. While this three-breath meditation is going on, whether you're at your desk or you could be on the train, you could be just at home in between things, you could be in the middle of washing dishes and taking three breaths. You have permission to do that. It's okay. And be exactly where you are. It's important to know that you don't need to be planning in these three breaths, and you don't need to be planning ahead using future thinking and worry, or you don't need to be ruminating over things from the past. It's a break with three beautiful conscious breaths. You can just be where you are, whether that's at your desk, be cognizant of it. Feel your hands on your lap if that's, or your desk, or if your hands are in dishwater. Just be there with it. Feel what is there. Three breaths. And again, it gives you a taste of space. And as you finish on your third breath, the exhalation of the third breath, give yourself a little smile. I like to say, be happy that you gave yourself the time and the space to do this. The more you can spend time in this openness that this gives us, because the mind, the glitter, we're not attaching to it. It's there. It floats through. But we're not thinking that every piece of glitter requires our attention, that we need to grab it, go and run with it. And with these little breaks, we get to expand on our formal meditation when we are sitting and doing this formally for 10, 20 minutes a day or an hour a day. And we are expanding the space that we practice in our meditation with this little informal practice, these three breath breaks. We are making our mind body be able to drop into this kind of space, this conscious looking, the wise mind consciously looking at the thoughts, and our detachment from every piece of glitter that is floating through our mind as a thought. And the more we do this, whether it's in our formal meditation or our informal meditation, it brings us to a deeper level so that when we sit for meditation, we drop in deeper, faster. When we are doing an informal 3-breath break, we can just drop in there a little bit faster. It comes with practice. And so what better way to be able to change the energy or the pace of the day? If the mind was going fast and you were attaching to every thought, what better way than to take 3 breaths, to give yourself a little space and remind yourself that those pieces of floating glitter don't require your attention right now. Most of them don't require your attention ever, but that's the job of the wise mind. You come out of meditation, you know what to do, you know what you're doing. Nothing gets lost that because you didn't chase every piece of glitter. What happens is your mind becomes calm. You begin to have that space we were talking about, that ability to be able to respond to life versus react. And that is a beautiful place to be. And as that mind calms, your anxiety panic will begin to become a ghost, become a shadow in your life. It is the calming of the nervous system that relieves us of that cycle that we're stuck in when we have anxiety panic. And these short meditation breaks, along with the formal meditation, is a beautiful way to give the nervous system a break by getting a little bit of space from all of those random thoughts. Thank you so much for listening, for being here with me today. I hope that this has been helpful for you, and I look forward to hearing from you at the email, which is anxietycoachespodcast@gmail.com. Send me your thoughts and your questions. And now for today's quote. Between stimulus and response, there is a space. In that space lies our freedom and our power to choose our response. In our response lies our growth and our happiness. Once again, that's from Viktor Frankl. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.